Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with the great people at Stratford Public Library, and Alita Lemieux joins us on the phone lines to chat about our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center. Good morning, Alita.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is great to be checking in once again. Well, here we are, month of October, and you've got another pick for the Queer Book of the Month.
I sure do. This one is called Young Mungo. It's by Douglas Stewart. It's the second novel from this Scottish-American writer. Folks might know him from his debut novel, Shuggie Bain, which won the 2020 Booker Prize.
All right. So, Alita, I know you have a review for us, a spotlight, so take it away.
Thanks, Jamie. So, folks who are familiar with Douglas Stewart's first novel are going to find similar themes in this book. The effects of Thatcherism on the Scottish working class, alcoholism, mother-son relationships, toxic masculinity, and queer sexuality. But what sets Young Mungo apart is that it's really a suspense story. So the book begins after an incident that leaves 15-year-old Mungo black and blue. His irresponsible alcoholic mother sends Mungo on a camping trip to the Scottish Highlands in the company of two questionable characters from her AA meeting. The story jumps back and forth between the camping trip and flashbacks to the months leading up to it. Mungo copes with anxiety, the disappearance of his mother, and the constant demands of his family and society to man up. Then Mungo meets and falls in love with Catholic James, a fellow teen from the tenements who keeps racing pigeons in a dovecote nearby. Beneath the awkwardness and purity of this blossoming love lurks danger. Homophobia runs rampant in the streets of 90s Glasgow, and what's more, Mungo's big brother, Hamish, is a ruthless Protestant gang leader who bullies Mungo into upholding their family's tough reputation. This is a descriptive and character-driven book. Sometimes it feels like a slow burn. However, the camping trip is so full of dread, I felt like the flashback portions gave me a chance to breathe. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a difficult read. It's got a lot of physical and sexual violence. But for me, the humor and the sweet moments kept me turning the pages, as well as my faith in Mungo's growing ability to defend himself against those who take advantage of him.
It's called Young Mungo, and again, that's a review, a spotlight, with Alita Lemieux. And Alita, thank you so much for that. And that's just an example of the incredible variety of material and resources available at Stratford Public Library.
It sure is. And just to let folks know, we've got lots of programming coming up this October as well. One I'll just mention is the Makerspace Birthday Party and Open House. That's running on Saturday, October 22nd from 1 to 3. And you can find out more about that at splibrary.ca.
And should mention, too, it's the month of October and Walktober with Stratford Public Library, downloading the Beanstack app.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a Beanstack component to the Walktober Challenge and kind of an in-person one as well. So you can pick up ballots and more information right at the library.
Lots going on with Stratford Public Library and with the Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Want to let you know, mark down Saturday, October 29th on your calendar. They're having a Rocky Horror Picture Show screening. That's for Saturday, October 29th. Details with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. So lots going on for the month of October. And again, Alita, with books like Young Mungo, all resources and materials available at Stratford Public Library. What's the easiest way to get details?
Well, for Young Mungo, we've got that book available as a regular print format right at Stratford Library, and I think we've got another copy maybe at Listowel. So you can find that physically in the library or check out our online catalog, Bibliocommons, and put a hold on it.
You bet. SPLibrary.ca is the website for full details. Alita Lemieux with Stratford Public Library and our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center. Thanks so much for this, Alita. Always appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Jamie. Have a great day.